This is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby, and welcome to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm taking a short break during the holidays from my regular teachings at The Gathering. The Gathering will resume on Tuesday, January 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Kroc Center in Kerrville, Texas. I hope you'll consider joining us as we begin a new study for the new year. During this break, I will be sharing newspaper articles I have written on various topics and posted on my blog. These will be shorter podcasts than normal, but I hope you'll enjoy them. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. What to take in to 2020 and leave behind. With the beginning of 2020, it's time to take inventory of our lives and prepare for the future. As I look at my own life, walk with God, and where I want to go, I have discovered there are things I want to take into the new year and things I need to leave behind. What about you? What do you want to take into 2020, and what are the things you need to leave in 2019? I want to continue solidifying the things God has taught me in this past year. Everything in life is about our relationship with God and with others. God always wants to be with us in every situation, and sometimes situations are just hard. He always is with us, and He promises that in Scripture. The problem is, we often don't realize it and rest in His love for us. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.'" God loves each and every one of us dearly, just like we are. His love helps guide us and helps us feel secure. I have seen God help me step out and do things I have never done before, provide connections that I needed, and be my security in the unexpected. He has also been my stability during change and shown me things that I have seen as a negative, He sees as a positive, and will work it together for my good. He has also helped me love people that have not been easy to love or have not been kind. All of these are things I am taking into 2020 and intend to build on them. Recently, I was going through some cabinets and drawers at home, and I realized there were things cluttering my drawers and cabinets, and I needed to simply throw some things away. I think it's important for us to look at our spiritual heart and see what we need to let go of or get rid of. What baggage needs to stay in 2019? I'm talking about things like failures, disappointments, hurts, regrets, and unforgiveness. Isaiah 43:18 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." If we focus on the negative things and regrets in our life, it can keep us from fully enjoying the present. Bad things happen to good people. However, each of us has a choice in how we handle them and if we dwell on them. I have wasted plenty of time in my life focusing on failures, disappointments, hurts, unforgiveness, and things that just do not benefit me. What drawer in your life do you need to clean out so that you can make room for the new? Think about it. Isaiah 52:1 also instructs us by saying, "Clothe yourself with strength and splendor. Shake off your dust, for this is what the Lord says." God tells us that His heart for us is to reach for the strength He provides, be bright in the world around us, and get rid of things that we just don't need. We need to listen to Him and do what He says instead of listening to the negative voices. So what dust do you need to shake off this year? Perhaps 2019 was a difficult year for you. Maybe you lost your job, lost a loved one, experienced tragedy or trauma, were diagnosed with cancer or another disease. Jeremiah 31:17 is a short scripture and is God's gift to us as we walk into 2020. It says, "So, there is hope for your future." No matter what you faced in 2019, there is fresh hope for you to grab onto in 2020. When you walk with God, there is always hope, and hope serves as an anchor for our soul. This year, I challenge you to take a look at your life, shake off and get rid of things you don't need, and make room for the new things God has to give you this year. God adores you, so partner with Him and remember the best is yet to come. Thanks so much for listening. And as I conclude today, I want to give a shout out to some people that have helped make this podcast possible. I want to thank Laura Jane Elder, Mary Mitchelstein, Lori Milton, Kyla Melissa Johnson, Linda Force, and Fran Hulse for their support of this podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you too might consider sending a donation. Your donations help cover the cost of the podcast. To do this and be a partner with us, click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. My heart is to share my life stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives and in our real life experiences. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened as they listen. I've chosen not to charge for the podcast as I know some can't afford it, and yet trust God to speak to those that can support this ministry and give to help cover the expenses. Let me encourage you to go back and check out some of our previous podcasts and dig deeper into what God might have to speak to you. Some of the ones I'd like to highlight today are seeing God in transitions in our lives, understanding God's character and nature, freedom from fear, and dealing with life's disappointments. Thanks so much for listening, and on this day, December 31st, 2019, I want to wish everyone a very happy new year. I look forward to seeing what God is going to do in your life.